Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here on a Friday. The weekend approaches. I am going to an event in England tomorrow and Sunday. So I won't be around in the normal way. I'm sure you'll get some social media content from me on the old Twitter and the Getter, but the podcast will be somewhat restricted, although I am having a major podcast recorded. So anyway, lots of content to look forward to. Never forget what they said about us. Now, I'm talking about the shills in the media who were sort of levered into position by the government to push the vaccines and everything concerning the vaccines, but more particularly to demonize us. We shouldn't forget what they said about us, because what it did was it exposed them for what they are. So I'm going to play you a very short clip, only lasts for a couple of minutes, of different individuals, starting off with Edwina Curry, moving through to Esther Anson, and then other American figures. But just listen to what they said, and just so that you don't forget what they think and what they thought about us and how we should be treated. Hang on.
You say about somebody exercising their freedom not to have a vaccine, and they're perfectly healthy. I don't want them sitting next to me in the theatre. I don't want them standing next to me at the theatre bar. I don't want them next to me or anywhere near me or even in the same carriage on the train. So, they can exercise their freedom by staying at home.
If you decide that you don't want a vaccine or a booster, then you can decide not to go to hospital, however ill you get. And that way, that is your right.
So you would leave the unjabbed at home to die if they had a heart attack, if they suffered from a stroke?
That's their choice.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
We need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
People who refuse to accept vaccines, I think the right response for them is not to force them to, but rather to insist that they be isolated.
Giving up your human rights is justifiable. It's justifiable to take away a person's bodily autonomy when you have a global pandemic.
Those who haven't had jabs but could have jabs need to have a badge saying unjabbed.
Really?
Yeah, we just have to make people understand that, you know, no jab, no life, and that's how it is.
Yes, I hear.
So there you go. We just need to make people understand no jab, no life. And that was a bunch of talking heads, included, as I say, Edwina Curry, Esther Anson. It included towards the end there other voices such as Carol Malone that you might have recognized. These people were monsters. Let's just call them out for what they were. Absolute monsters. Suggesting that the unvaccinated must wear a badge. Well, actually, I did wear a badge. I wore a badge saying pure blood. Why was that? Because I was absolutely proud of the fact that I had not taken their toxic jab and never will. But as I say, you know, these individuals who I just played that clip off, you know, frankly, they wanted us dead. It's that simple. They wanted us dead or else happily, you know, potentially put into camps where we would wear a badge and, you know, we wouldn't be allowed out. That's what they said. Interestingly, several of those suggesting that were Jewish, which makes you wonder. But that is the things that they said about us. And all I'm saying to you in 2023 is, as every day goes on, we are proven to be more and more right. And as every day goes by, they were proven to be more and more wrong. And now some of them are trying to do U-turns and pretend that, well, they never really said that. Or, well, we said that because that was based on the evidence we had at the time. But now the evidence has changed. We think differently. But that's wrong. The evidence hasn't changed. It's exactly the way we said it, and it still is. Nothing's changed. All that's changed is these people played a role in the media. Now, I think they're all they're all actors in different ways. You have to understand that. The idea that these are independent-minded commentators is completely spurious. They were all actors, and they read the government script. That's what they were doing. And that government script had murderous intent towards us. You heard Esther Ranson say, if someone who's unvaccinated is dying, well, they shouldn't really be allowed to go to hospital. Like, it doesn't get worse than that. It honestly doesn't get worse than that. Carol Malone saying, you know, yeah, people have to have the human rights taken away. So listen, friend, all I'm saying to you is that I'm proud of you, and I'm pleased that myself, we resisted all of this and we showed humanity. Because we've always said, if you want to take a jab, take a jab. If you don't want to take a jab, don't take a jab. It's your choice. We're not imposing it on anyone, and we're certainly not taking anyone's freedoms away. But these monsters were intent to take our freedoms away. Never forget that. Thanks for listening.